And now for a few of your letters. We received heaps of mail about Bob's commentary on Stephen Colbert's performance at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Most of the email writers agreed with Barbara J. Hewick of Eugene, Oregon, who wrote, "Dude, I can't believe you sided with the folks who called Stephen Colbert rude. Was the boy who pointed out the emperor's new clothes were non-existent rude? Bush is nude, baby. That the White House press corps had to have this pointed out to them by a comic is just sad. But it's their own fault for acting like courtiers."
But several writers understood and agreed with Bob's take. Adam D. Sperry of North Hollywood, California wrote, quote, "I wanted to thank you for your comments at the end of the show. You asked why the event even takes place the way it does. I was asking myself the same thing. Wring your hands about Colbert's performance if you must, but why was Bush or any sitting president on the dais anyway? There's something very wrong about the whole setup, and not just the dinner."
Many in the anti-me camp did raise an interesting point. Adam wrote, "While Colbert's shtick may have fallen flat with the audience who saw it in person, the video clip has taken on a life of its own. I can't help but wonder whether he was really trying to perform for the White House press corps or whether Colbert's real intended audience was those of us who already are fans." Keep writing. We can take it at onthemedia@wnyc.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.